Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you for your power that is working in us, making us to overcome all the forces of darkness. Thank you for your word that is producing results in our lives. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for preserving us. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your light that is shining in our hearts, shining in our souls, shining in our minds, differentiating darkness from your light. Thank you for your light that is exposing darkness in our lives. Thank you for your light that is teaching us the truth, revealing the truth to us, and guiding us through the path of the truth and righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the revelations you have opened our eyes to see. The revelations you have opened our hearts to know in these Bible study classes we have been having. Thank you for how the application of these revelations have changed our lives. Thank you for building up our faith and trust and confidence in you through the teachings we do on this platform. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the edification and growth, spiritual growth that is happening in our lives because you made us believe in your word. You made us believe in your truth and to obey your truth and to follow your will. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we are here this evening to learn at your feet again. We want to hear you speak directly to our hearts one by one. We want to see more of you through your word. Oh Lord, visit us this evening. Help us to know you more. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do it. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we're going to continue with our teaching topic. Part 5 of our teaching series, Discerning the Realm of God and His Angels. on point one, which is be pure as he is pure. And then point two, which is abide in the truth. Point three, which is victory is a must. Now we are moving to point four, which is God is in his word. God is in his word. You know, we are talking on how to discern the realm of God and the realm of his angels. And here the topic says, God is in his word. So which means you can find God, or I should say you can always find God in his word. You can always find God in his word. And we all have his word. Yeah. In fact, almost everyone can just have the word of God on their mobile phones. Even on their computers today, the word of God is so accessible that everyone can have the word of God even on their mobile phones. Yeah, and that is a great breakthrough God has done to the generation of mankind, because there was a time where many people could not have access to the word of God. It was limited to the priests and the Catholic nuns and priests and pope or whatever they called them, bishops or, yeah, I don't know all the titles in the Catholic Church. So there was a time that only the people, only the leaders in the Catholic Church have access to the Bible. And even as at that time, the Bible was not in English language. The Bible was in Latin language. And anyone that would want to learn the Bible and read it would first of all go and learn how to read and understand Latin language. So after they would have learned to read Latin language and to understand, then they would now be able to read the Bible and understand. So the Bible was forbidden to be touched and read. To be touched and read by anyone except the priests in the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah. And also the Bible was forbidden to be translated into any other language. Yeah. And the law was very strict in those days. It was very strict in those days. But thanks to God, a revival broke out in the Catholic Church movement, or in the Catholic Church setting. A revival broke out, and some of the priests were enlightened. People like what is his name? Martin Luther. Yeah, people like Martin Luther and some others. So they decided to risk their lives, because if you go against the law in the Roman Catholic Church, then they will kill you to violate the law of the Pope. Means death. access to on your phones today was forbidden in some hundreds of years ago. It was forbidden. Even for you to have the Bible in your own language, that is a very great offense. Very great offense. So we have thousands of Protestants that died. I mean, people who stood up and protested against the Catholic policy. Yeah, and they said, no, the Bible is for everyone. Everybody must have access to the Word of God. Everybody must be able to fellowship with God through the Word of God. All of those people that stood against the Catholic policy and laws, they were all either they were burned to death or slaughtered. They were killed. A lot of them shed their blood for you to have what is called the Bible today. Yeah, some people died for you and I to have access to the Bible today. So if the Bible is just an ordinary, if the Bible was just or is just an ordinary book, Satan wouldn't have fought it to that extent, that people have to die for the Bible to become what everyone in the world can have and read today. If the Bible wasn't that, special and treasurable, Satan wouldn't have fought it to that extent. Yeah, but glory be to God that the Bible is now what everyone can read and at any time even download on their mobile devices. Yeah, that is just an introduction. Where I'm going is that don't belittle how do I say it? Maybe I should say, don't take for granted the access that you have now to the Bible. Yeah, value it. The fact that you have the Bible at your reach and can read it anytime. You should value that privilege. Value that opportunity. Value that breakthrough God has given to us. Yeah. And not only that, don't belittle the power that the Bible carries. Don't belittle the power that the Bible carries. It carries a power that can change the whole world. Don't look down on the Word of God. Don't dishonor the Bible. Don't downgrade the Bible. Yeah. Because as it is, it's a portal to heaven. As it is like that. Some of you, maybe you placed your Bible somewhere, and even now as I'm talking, there is so much dust on your Bible. Because it's been a very long time. You have picked it up to open it and to read and to study it. Don't do that. It's an insult to the grace of God. you just placed the Bible somewhere and you only open it maybe once in a blue moon. It's very wrong. Yeah, very wrong. There was a woman that I learned about. Of God to the point that God would show her revelations every time she opened the Bible. Yeah, every time she opened the Bible becomes like a screen, like a TV screen, and she would be seeing wonderful revelations. Sometimes see things that happened during the time the Bible was written. It's more like she would, God would give her a revelation of the past. All those events that was recorded in the Bible, she will see it like she's watching, like she's watching a movie. That is how she would see those revelations. Yeah, so she grew to that point. Yeah, that the Bible became a portal to heaven. So through the Bible, she could see secrets in heaven, mysteries in heaven. So don't downgrade that book. It is very powerful. Very powerful. Yeah. So let's come back to our topic, which is God is in His Word. God is in His Word. I want us to look at Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 22 to 24. I read, and the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, arise, go forth into the plain, and I will dare talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain. And behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chebar. And I fell on my face. Verse 24, then the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet, and spake with me, and said unto me, go, shut thyself within thine house. Praise the Lord. Here, you're going to see three things. Number one, the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel, the man of God. And then number two, God spoke to him. Yeah, with his hand upon him, God spoke to him. And then number three, the Spirit that spoke to him entered into him and spoke to him again. Yeah. The hand of the Lord came upon him, and then God spoke to him. And then the Spirit Yeah, maybe let's say two things. Yeah, two things. He, the hand of the Lord came upon him, and then he heard the voice of God. Now, the Spirit entered into him. The Spirit that also lay, that placed his hand on him. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord that placed his hand on him also entered into him and spoke to him. Now, this is what I want to bring out of this passage. The same Spirit that touched him spoke to him. Yeah. And then the same Spirit that spoke to him entered into him and spoke to him again. Now, when you read or study the Word of God, the Spirit that wrote the Bible, though the Bible was written by human beings, but we were told that those men, they wrote the scriptures as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. They were moved by the Holy Spirit. And we call that inspiration. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. They were moved. They were carried by the Spirit. More like driven by the Spirit. Like the way a driver would drive his car. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit was driving them and they were writing. So, which means the Holy Spirit made sure that they wrote the mind of God. Yeah, so they did not just write from their mind. They were writing from the mind of God. Yeah, so in other words, we can say that the Bible was written by the Holy Spirit. Or the Bible is a product of the move of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moved upon men and they penned down the mind of God. And we have it today as the Bible. Now, as you sit down to study the Bible, to read the Bible, to meditate on the Bible, the Spirit that gave the Bible, that wrote the Bible, can enter into you. Yeah, in verse 24 of Ezekiel 3 verse 24. Then the Spirit entered into me. In fact, the Spirit can enter into you and begin to walk inside of you. Yeah, he said, the Spirit set me upon my feet and then speak with me. Yeah, so the Spirit that is in the Bible, which is the Spirit of God, can enter into you, walk in you, and begin to speak to you. Yeah. There are people that have come to me and they would ask how to hear the Word of God. I mean, how to hear the voice of God, how to hear from God, even though our next topic would be dealing with that. Yeah, next Tuesday we will be looking at the voice of God. Yeah, so they would come to me and and then they would say, I love the way you hear from God, because I always see your write-up. You would say, the Lord told you this, the Lord said this, the Lord said that. How can I also have that grace? I also want to hear from God. Yeah, and what I would tell them is, the voice of God is in the Bible, which is true. Yeah, I'll tell them to get closer to the Bible. Study the Bible. Meditate on the Word of God. And then live the life that the Bible teaches us to live. Yeah, and that is the truth. Yeah, so the spirit that is in the Bible, he is like that. The spirit of God is inside. I hope you know that. The spirit of God is inside the Bible. And not only that, even the power of God is inside the Bible. And not only that, the glory of God is inside the Bible. Yeah, and we have seen how the Bible has changed the lives of many people. There are many people today that were not preached to. Nobody preached to them to give, to surrender their lives to Jesus. Nobody preached to them. The Bible preached to them. The Spirit in the Bible preached to them. Yeah, they read the Bible over and over again from Genesis to Revelation. They read another time. And when they will be reading the third time, they spoke to themselves. They spoke to themselves and they said, no, this is the way. What the Bible teaches is the way. And then they left all the idols they were worshipping. They left all their false religion. And they gave their lives to Christ. Yeah, because the Bible did something to them. What no pastor could show them, the Bible showed them. Yeah, and today, they are firmly rooted in Jesus because they met God inside the Bible. So God is inside the Bible. That is the point of this teaching. God is in His Word. Yeah, and we have men who have gone deep into the Word of God and have met God in His Word. And their lives changed forever. We have hundreds of people like that. We have people who were healed of deadly diseases as they were studying the Word. Their eyes opened and they saw something in the Bible. Something many of you are not seeing. Something you are not saying. Though you have read the passage they read, you have read it maybe 100 times. Those people, they read the same passage you and I have read, and they saw something. And the moment they saw that thing, they encountered power. Yeah. They were healed instantly. They were delivered instantly. And their lives changed completely, forever. And that is the same Bible you and I claim to have, even on our phones. Some people study that Bible and they met God. So the question is, been studying the Bible. Have you met God? Yeah, all these years you have been reading the Bible. Have you met God? Through the Bible. Has the God in the Bible appeared to you? Yeah. So God is in His Word. God is in His Word. And that is why Satan is fighting the Bible so much. No, he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop those Protestants that were fighting that the Bible become easily accessible to everyone. No, he couldn't stop those people. But today, despite the fact that we all have the Bible with us, devil is still fighting us to keep us from studying the Word of God. Because he knows what the Word of God carries. That is why he is making sure that you don't have time to sit down and study the Word of God. Yeah, it's making sure that people don't have time, that Christians don't have time to sit down and study the Word of God. So he has not given up his fight against the Bible. So today he's making sure that you are so distracted and so occupied with worldly things so that you can't study and meditate on the Bible. Yeah. If you notice that every time you want to study the Bible, that is when you start dozing off. That is when you start falling asleep. That is the devil attacking you. Yeah, and then you just flow along with the spirit of the sleep. you are doing yourself harm. You are hurting yourself. Yeah, if you feel sleepy, stand up and start walking about. Carry the Bible in your hands and start walking about. And start walking up and down. You go down, you come in, you walk up again, you walk down, you walk up. Yeah, start walking like that. Yeah, start walking like that. Till the sleep vanish away. Yeah, because it's an attack. Devil is putting you to sleep at the point of studying the Word of God because he don't want you to see, to encounter the power and the grace and the light that is in the Word of God. That is why he's putting you to sleep. In fact, we have some people that whenever they want to sleep, that is when they will carry the Bible. Whenever they want to sleep, that is when they will go and carry the Bible, because they know that once I carry the Bible, I will sleep. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, devil have so much conquered their souls that they are even using the Bible to sleep. They are using the Bible as a sleeping drug, because they know that once they carry the Bible, they will sleep. So they will invoke the spirit of sleep by carrying the Bible to read. May God forgive our generation. Yeah. And not only that, devil is also fighting even the people that have conquered that sleep or hindrance or disease. without falling asleep or without getting distracted. Devil is still fighting them to give them wrong interpretations of the Bible, which led to false doctrines and false teachings. Yeah, so Satan is really fighting against the truth and the light that is in the Word of God. And I pray that in this regard, Satan will not conquer you. In the name of Jesus. Let us move to another scripture. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light."
Let the land appear
let the waters go to this side. It happened. Let there be a great light that will govern the day, another light that will govern the night, which is sun and moon. It appeared. Yeah. And every time God spoke in Genesis, something will follow. I mean, the miracle will follow, or the word will be performed. And he, in John chapter 1, we saw the explanation of how everything was created by the word of God. God was speaking out the word, and that word was God also. Yeah, because in verse 3, John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him. That is, all things were made by the word. And without him was not anything made that was made. So all things were made through the word. As God was speaking those things, the words that was coming out from his mouth were creating those things. And that word is also God. Yeah, God spoke out God. God is speaking out himself. Yeah, God is speaking out himself. God spoke out himself. So God coming out from God. And we know that the God that came out from God, that is God the Son, that is Jesus Christ. That is the living word. So everything was created through God's word. Yeah. So this is another confirmation that God is in his word. In fact, this one is saying God is his word. Yeah. That God is equal to his word. Because his word. Now, this understanding should stir up a desire in you to find God in his word. Yeah, because indeed God is in his word. Of course, we cannot say that everything that was penned down in the Bible is exactly prophetic. Yeah. Yeah. There are stories in the Bible. There are other accounts in the Bible that are not prophecies. Yeah, but the entire Bible is revealing the mind of God. So God is in the Bible, waiting for those that will seek him and find him. Yeah, I remember when I started to hear from God. God gave me this grace to hear his voice expressly. That is, he would come to me and stay beside me. talking to me. Yeah. So I remember that the Lord told me some things then, and they sound very powerful. Every time He talks to me, He's always powerful, and that makes me to want to hear more. Yeah, I'm always wanting to hear more. Yeah, because I always enjoy more in those moments. Yeah. Yeah, so I eventually began to see, okay, let me put it this way. Those times it was I hardly studied the Bible in depth as I should. Yeah. But after some time, it began to drive me towards the Bible. It began to push me to the Bible. And I realized that all the things He was speaking to me face to face, because I will call it face to face, even though I'm not seeing His face like I will see the face of a human being. But I know that someone is sitting beside me and is talking to me clearly. Very clear, very clean. Yeah. That I would be able to ask questions. It's just like the way God was speaking to someone. Yeah. So now, when I began to study the Bible, I now start seeing the same thing. Or I saw the same things He told me by, maybe I should say by encounter. Yeah, if that's the right way to describe it, by face-to-face visitation. And I began to see the same things in the Bible. So I was like, wow. So it is the same God of the Bible that visited me. I believe he did that to confirm my prophetic ability. So that I can be sure that I am not hearing from another spirit, but from his Holy Spirit. That is why I did that. Yeah, because usually God would first move you to study His word before He will now start speaking to you. Yeah, but the reverse was the case with me. Yeah, He started to speak to me a lot of things, which I now begin to see all of them in the Bible. Yeah, I think He did that to show me that that He is the one that wrote the Bible, the work of any human being. And the Bible is His own handwork. Yeah. So what I'm saying here is that God is the same. So whether you hear a voice or not, His voice is already in the Bible. Yeah. And you don't have to stress yourself. Go to the Bible. In my own case, I was ignorant of many things. So He did that to get my attention. Yeah. But thank God, now I know where to go to find Him. Or anytime. Yeah. Now I know that account is. Yeah. The one that I'm calling is real. It's just gold. It's just the same. There is an heaven on the throne. What he said in the Bible is the same with what he's saying now on his throne. So instead of you waiting and saying, I want God to appear to me. Yeah. Because he appeared to this person, he appeared to that person. I want him to appear to me. Yeah, then I'll be satisfied. God has already appeared to us. Yeah, and he has already given us revelations. And then you want to ask, where is that revelation? It's the Bible. God has already spoken to us. Yeah. He has already given us a book that is so complete. Yeah, a book that has all that is in his mind. And that is the Bible. So the Bible. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, thou hast seen well, or thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Now let me read this from New Living Translation, so I can understand better. New Living Translation, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. Then the Lord said to me, "Look, Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I replied, "I see a branch from an almond tree." And the Lord said, "That's right. And it means that I am watching. And I will certainly carry out all my plans." Now, the Hebrew word for watching is called shoket. I don't know if I pronounce it. And it sounds like the word for almond tree, which is shaket. It's possible that God that he is a God that watch over his word. He's a God that watches over his words. That is, when God speaks, he watches over that word to perform it. Yeah. When he speaks, he watches over his word to perform it. So he said, I will hasten my word to perform it. Yeah. That is why we should look for him in his word. Because he's watching over his word. I think I read a book some time ago, I don't know if it's a book or it's a video on YouTube of a preacher that have the gift of revelations. Yeah. And that preacher was saying that God showed him that every time Christians open their Bibles to study, that immediately Christians open their Bibles to study, there's an angel from heaven that would appear instantly. Angel of light. That is, angel of enlightenment, angel of revelations. That angel will appear instantly the moment Christians open their Bibles to study. So you might not see the angel, but God is watching over his word. Yeah, he's watching over everything that is in the Bible. So if you make the Bible your very close friend, consciously or unconsciously, your life will start changing. Yeah, a lot of things will start changing in your life, especially in the area of becoming like God in nature, becoming like Jesus in character, becoming like Jesus in lifestyle, in wisdom, in knowledge. Yeah. A lot will start changing in your life. Yeah, because there are angels that follow the Bible. Yeah. They are waiting for people that will open the Bible. So they are waiting until you open the Bible. So immediately you open the Bible to begin to study. I'm not talking of when you open the Bible just to preach it. Maybe you are a pastor and then you open the Bible on the pulpit to preach. I'm talking about to study for your own understanding and spiritual growth. Immediately you open the Bible to study and to learn Christ, those angels appear immediately to ensure that you see the light that is in the Word of God, that you see the truth that is in the Word of God. Yeah. So let us draw closer to God through His Word, because God is in His Word. Now, the last scripture we're going to look at is John 15. John chapter 15. To read verse 4 first. John chapter 15. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Then in verse 7, Jesus tried to explain how He abides in us. In verse 7, he said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Yeah, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. So here, he's showing us how he abides in us. Yeah, he abides in us through his words. So the more we feed on his words, the more Jesus abides in us. The more we feed on his words, the more he abides in us. So that is how he abides in us. Yeah, I remember I had an encounter some time ago, and the angel of the Lord was going to bring up a saint for me to talk to. Yeah, I've had encounters where I would speak with saints that have died and have gone to heaven. Yeah, I'm talking of saints like Apostle Paul, Elijah, Elisha, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, all those saints that are in the Bible. That have died and have gone to heaven. Yeah, sometimes I would speak with them. Yeah, the angel with me would bring them to me and I would speak with them. Yeah, so that day, the angel asked me if I would like to speak with a particular saint. Though this one is not in the Bible. He's a man of God that did great exploits, but he has died. Yeah, and I said, yeah, I would like to speak with that saint. And then I said, how will call the person come, because I was eager to know, okay, how will I just get to speak with him? So he told me something, which is the reason why I'm talking about this. He said, you have read a book about him. I said, yes. So he said, the words that he said in that book, start reciting it. Yeah. Now, the moment you start reciting the words he said in that book, it will come. So, I now remember one of the things that man of God said in the book that I read about him. And I was not even speaking it out, I was just reciting it in my mind. And then, the saint appeared. Yeah. I know some of you might be wondering, is it biblical? Yes, it's biblical. You know, there's a place in the Bible where Jesus took Peter, James, and John. He took them to the mountain. We call it the Mountain of Transfiguration. And on that mountain, not even Peter alone, all of the three of them, they saw Jesus talking with Elijah and Moses. So Elijah had died, but he's in heaven. Moses had died, yet Jesus was speaking to them. Yeah, so it is biblical. Yeah, and then you might be wondering, is it possible? Can I also experience that? Yes. You can also experience that. But of course, you have to follow these teachings that we have been doing. Yeah. So, the reason why I decided to talk about that experience is to show you that, is to show you how you meditating and thinking on the Word of God and reciting the Word of God can bring God to you. Yeah, because in that encounter that I had, immediately I did that, something came to my understanding that this is how we can also get God's attention and God's presence just by thinking on what God has said in His Word. Through that, we can bring down God's presence. Just by thinking, reciting, meditating on what God has said in the Scripture. Through that, we can bring God down to speak to us, to do a lot of things in our lives. I hope you understand my point. So if reciting what a saint said in his lifetime before he died and went to heaven, if that could call that saint to meet me in the realm that I was with the angel, yeah, if that could draw that saint wherever he is, to meet me right there where I was standing with the angel. The same thing will happen if you begin to meditate on the Word of God, even the words of Jesus, the things that Jesus said. If you can start thinking on those things, Jesus will come to you face to face. Yeah, that was why he said that, he said in verse 7, he said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in Jesus is saying here. Jesus meant obedience here when he says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. It means that you obeying his words, then ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Yeah, so that is the last scripture I'll be looking at tonight. So you have seen from all that I have said how God is in his word, and even how God is equal to his word. What will you do about this teaching? Are you going to really make up your mind to start studying the Word of God for hours? Are you going to make up your mind to start studying the Word of God and meditating on it until you get to revelations from it? I pray that the Lord help you to do these things. So remember that the subtopic says discerning the realm of God and his angels. Yeah, that's a realm. Is inside God's word. The realm of God and the realm of his angels, they are inside God's word. Yeah. And as you go deeper, they will start becoming real to you. Yeah. They will start becoming real to you as you go deeper in God's word. God will start showing you divine revelations, both through his voice and through encounters, as you go deep in his word. But if you just want to stay shallow, some people, they read the Bible like they are reading a novel. Well, that is not how to study the Bible. If you really begin to go deep in God's word, you will find God, because he is there in his word, and your eyes will be opened, and you start getting encounters from God and from his angels. Yeah. I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can always ask on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for everything you have taught us tonight. Thank you for showing us from your word how you are in your word. And not only that, how you are equal to your word, because Jesus is the word, is your word. Thank you, Father. I ask, O Lord, that as many here who really want to seek you by searching the scriptures, by studying the scriptures, by meditating on the scriptures, oh Lord, give them grace to do this in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh Lord, that the same spirit you have given to me to be able to see you in your word, Lord, I ask that you put that grace, that spirit upon everyone here who have such desire in their hearts. Lord, put upon them the same grace you have given to me to be able to see you, see your realm, see your kingdom in your word. Lord, put that grace upon them in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord deliver you from every distraction that keep taking you away from studying God's word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name.